I would like to begin reading tonight in Mark the 5th chapter. Mark chapter 5 and verse 1, they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had often been bound with fetters and chains. And the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him.
All right.
To me, this is a picture of a lost soul. Sin is like the tombs. The tombs are not a place that I like to spend a lot of time. When I think of tombs, I think of death.
Yes.
I think of darkness and decay. Not a very pleasant situation. But here was this man who spent his time living in the tombs. To me, that is so similar to the condition of a soul that is lost in sin.
Yes.
It's said that he had been bound with fetters and chains, but he plucked them asunder. No man could bind this man. There was something about this lost soul that was out of control. So it is with the souls of men. There is something about them that is out of control.
Yes.
They have appetites that they cannot control. People wish so badly they could get their lives back into control.
Yes.
And they may join some organization trying to improve themselves. But they have something driving them, just like this man had who lived in the tombs. Something that drives them to do things that they don't want to do. Peter spoke of folks having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. Eyes full of adultery. Isn't the world full of that today? There are evil spirits that have people under control, and they are just like this man who lived in the tombs, who was driven by appetites, by passions that he could not control. So it is with the souls of lost men and women today. Eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin. As much as they want to try, as much as they want to stop, they are unable. It says in verse 4, neither could any man tame him. Nobody could bring this poor lost soul into control. It takes the power of God to deliver a lost soul. The things that bind people, the evil spirits, the things that people are ashamed of, that they hate about themselves, it takes the power of God to deliver a man.
Amen.
Paul painted a picture of this in Romans chapter 7. Romans 7 and 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. When Paul was in sin, he had a desire to be a good man. The will was in him, but how to perform that, he couldn't find that. It is the picture of a lost soul. Someone who wants to do better, makes good New Year's resolutions to improve their life, perhaps joins Alcoholics Anonymous, trying to be better, but they don't have it within themselves. Verse 19 says, for the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me. It takes the power of God to deliver man from sin. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I want to ask you tonight, is this the condition of your soul? That when you want to do good, you want to behave yourself, you want to obey your parents, you want to feel good about yourself when you go to bed tonight, but you find there's something within you that you cannot control. That is the picture of a lost soul. When I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? A picture of a lost soul. O wretched man that I am, I know what it's like to be there. I know what it's like to be ashamed of my life and to wish somehow I could do better and find myself like the man in the tombs, just doing the same things over and over again. The enemy is a cruel taskmaster.
Yes.
And he will cause you to just do things to yourself, to do things to other people that you regret so badly. Yes. But you don't find the strength within yourself to deliver yourself. It is a picture of a lost soul.
Yes.
It said night and day that he was in those tombs back in Mark, the 5th chapter again. Mark 5:5, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs. Night and day. No rest. That's the way sin is. Leaves a man where he can never find rest from his sins. In Isaiah 57:20, it says, the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. One of the things that I loved about Roatan was the beauty of the sea. And my favorite time for the sea was when it was so calm. Sometimes the sea can get almost glassy calm. And I loved to get up on a high place and look down on the calm sea. It was so peaceful.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. And when that glassy surface of the sea, when I could see the reflections of the clouds, oh, it was so beautiful. And I wanted to get out there. I wanted to get in a boat, or I wanted to go out with a snorkel and mask because the sea was so beautiful. But the picture of a lost soul is not like that. It says the wicked are like the troubled sea. When the sea becomes troubled, when the waves are always tossing and churning, and it starts churning up that dirt and mire and makes everything murky and ugly, that's not a very appealing picture to me. But yet, that is the picture of a lost soul. That's the way my soul was when I was in sin. It was like that sea that was troubled and stirring and never at rest, never clear, always something in there murky and ugly and dirty. That is the picture of a lost soul. The song says, my soul in trouble roamed upon a weary plain, and ever restless long, a perfect list again. A lost soul, longing for something better, longing for deliverance, hurting himself, crying out in need. Is that your soul tonight? The Lord has something better than that. It says that he was crying and cutting himself. Did you know that a lost soul is in anguish?
Yes.
Now, you will drive down the road and you will see billboards, and you will see beautiful young people depicted on those billboards. You will see them smiling and laughing, their heads are thrown back and their mouths are wide open like everything is hilarious all the time. But let me tell you something. There's something deeper than that.
Yes.
There's a lost soul in there that is troubled, that is stirred up. There are tears that come down those cheeks and wash that makeup off.
Mm-hmm.
It is trouble.
That's right.
Sin is not beautiful and pleasant.
No.
It is not like that calm sea of peace and contentment. But it is something that stirs within a man or within a woman and troubles them and takes sleep away and causes them to cry. Their soul is in anguish. Their soul is like the soul of this man that was in the tombs, begging, needing help, longing for something better in life. He was cutting himself. Did you know that a lost soul hurts itself? Does damage to itself? Let's look in Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs 11 and 29, "He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise in heart." He that troubles his own house. When you are lost in sin, you are troubling yourself. You are troubling those that you love the most, that are the closest to you. Your own children, you're troubling them. You're troubling your own spouse.
Yeah.
Just like the lost soul of the man that was cutting himself. You do yourself damage, and damage to those that are around you. I think of the drunkard. The man that has a drinking problem. He comes home drunk, and he beats up his wife in a rage. And the next morning, when the drunkenness has subsided, he wakes up and he sees his wife. And he sees the bruises. And he sees her tears. And he says, "Honey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I was drunk. Will you forgive me? Don't throw me out." And you know what happens? Maybe she forgives him. Maybe she says, "All right, I know you didn't mean it." But he goes out like this man that lived in the tombs and in the mountains. And he does it again and again. He troubles his own house.
Yes.
It is the picture of a lost soul. It is a soul that is in trouble. A man that wishes he could do better, but he finds himself unable. It takes the power of God tonight to deliver people from these kinds of things. In Proverbs, the 6th chapter,
yes. Amen.
Proverbs 6 and 27. "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent." Doing destruction to his own soul. "I want to take that," he says, and he puts it in his bosom, and he finds that he burns himself. He finds that it just stirs up that dirt and mire in his heart all the more. He's troubling his own house. He's troubling his own soul. "Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul." A man that is bound by a spirit of adultery is destroying his own soul. You may think, "Oh, I don't live in the tombs. I would never cut myself with stones." But if you're bound by these kinds of spirits tonight, you are destroying your own soul. And the picture of the man that was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying day and night, that is a picture of your lost soul tonight. It said, speaking of Legion, in Luke 8 and 27, it said, "He wear no clothes." Did you know that demons cause people to lose their natural shame? There are people that come here to Miami and they go out on the beach and they don't wear enough clothes.
That's right.
They should be ashamed.
Right.
But you know demons cause people to do that?
Sure.
Do you know that's a picture of lost souls out there in trouble? They think they're having a good time. But inside, there's something going on. They are destroying their own souls. People should be ashamed of their undress, getting out in public like that. They should be ashamed of the kinds of things that they are looking at, the kinds of things that they're entertaining themselves with,
yeah. Yeah.
The kind of magazines and books they're looking at. People should be ashamed of that. All of the undress. But yet, they don't realize they're destroying their own souls. Demons cause people to do these types of things. This man that was in the tombs and in the mountains, he was homeless, wasn't he? A homeless man. I think of home. I love to be at home. I've been missing home since I've been here. Well, I appreciate the kind hospitality very much. I appreciate the love of the saints. But to be honest, I miss home. Home is a pleasant place. It is a place where we can be with our families. It is a place of laughter, a place of love. It is a place of the family altar. It is a place of comfort and safety. I love home. It is a place where we can enjoy meals together. But you know, homeless people miss out on those kinds of things. And this is a picture of a lost soul. It is a picture of the prodigal son who left home and was out away from the comfort of all of those things. And that is the picture of an unsaved soul tonight, who is away from Father's table, who is out of the safety of God's fold. I'd like to share something with you tonight. Some young men from Roatan. In Roatan, there was a young man named Darson. Darson grew up as the son of a single mother. She was separated from her husband, and Darson ran the streets. He became involved in drugs, and to support his drug habits, Darson began to steal. Darson would go up to a child in the village, and he would snatch something of value out of that child's hand. Perhaps money, perhaps something else. That's how desperate Darson was. Darson was a picture of a lost soul. I remember the day that Darson was caught. In Honduras, we have two types of police. We have the regular police that enforce the traffic laws. And we also have the soldiers. The soldiers are paramilitary police. They carry combat rifles. They're in camouflage. And they say the soldiers are the ones that go after the really tough criminals. Well, the soldiers came and got Darson. I happened to be outside the day they came and got him. And I remember so clearly seeing Darson in the back of the pickup of the military police. Going up that hill, up out of the village, there he was sitting in the back of the pickup. And it touched my heart. I had spoken to Darson a number of times about his soul. I loved those young men. But there went Darson that day. And I don't think I'll forget it until the day that I die. They took Darson to the prison on the mainland. And I want to tell you something about the prison on the mainland of Honduras. It is not comfortable like the prisons here. We would go to the prison over there, and the prisoners would say, "Could I have a little bit of soap? Could I have some food? I'm hungry." I hear that in some of those places, unless the family brings them food, they go hungry. They pack them in tight in there. The bunk beds might be 4 or 5 high in a real small room. It's a bad place. That's where Darson was. Well, we would go there and hold church services. And Darson would not necessarily show up. So one time I sought him out and I found him. And I asked Darson about his soul. But Darson was a quiet young man and he wouldn't really say anything. And he was a tall young man. And I remember looking up at Darson and wondering what was going on in his mind. I told him, "This is your opportunity. While you're in here is when you need to get the Lord. You need to give your heart to the Lord now while you have opportunity. Because once you get out there again, you're just going to go back to that same old life." That is exactly what Darson did. He got out of prison and he went back to the same old life. One day, Darson and a group of young men were working on the roof of a house in Palatilly. And the wind had been very strong for a few days. When the wind is very strong down there, the sea gets very rough. So the sea was very rough, even inside the reef. There were white caps. They were up on the roof of the house, and they looked out to sea and saw something floating. Now, you folks know that in Central America, there's a lot of drug traffic. And when the authorities start coming upon the drug traffickers in boats, they'll throw the evidence overboard in watertight containers. They don't want to be caught. They don't want to go to prison for the rest of their lives. So they'll throw it overboard. Well, these young men were on the roof and they saw this barrel floating in the sea and they thought that's what it is. So some folks, when they see that, oh, they're excited. It represents a lot of money. So they hurried off the roof and got in a small dory, unfit for a rough sea. 5 of them got in a dory, no life jackets, and they headed out there to get that barrel. The dory went down in the waves, and someone on shore saw what happened. So they were scrambling around trying to get other dories. And does anybody have any gas? And they were rushing around and finally some dories got out there and they managed to save 3. They couldn't find Darson. They couldn't find him. That was on a Thursday. It created a big stir in Palatilly. The village became quiet. Normally you could walk through the village and hear the boom boxes. You could hear the rap. You could hear the country and western booming. It became quiet. And instead we were hearing gospel hymns. It affected people. They couldn't find Darson. I remember the villagers being out there and they were looking out to sea. And they were looking in the waves, all these waves, and watching the dories going back and forth looking for Darson and Tenniel, the other young man. And finally the villagers began to go back to their homes, and I went back down there, and I saw Darson's mother on the end of that dock, looking out to sea. I felt so sorry for her. A lost soul out there.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
It is so serious to be lost.
Yes.
That was on a Thursday. On a Sunday, his body washed up the shore. His body was swollen. It was stinking by that point. And someone had to stay there to keep the vultures, they call them crows down there, I believe. Somebody stayed with his body to keep the birds off of it. They hurried and made a plywood box, and they buried Darson quickly on that day in an unmarked grave, a lost soul. A couple of weeks or so before that, Darson and I were talking. And Darson told me, I'm thinking about it. And I said, you're thinking about what? And he kind of nodded toward the chapel. Darson was a quiet young man. And I said, you're thinking about getting saved? And he nodded and said, yes. I told him, don't wait too long. He didn't know how short his time was. A lost soul. Another young man was on the dory that day that they couldn't find. His name was Tenyo. Tenyo loved to drink. He loved to party. One night, he came into the young people's service at the chapel. He was so drunk, he was causing a disturbance in young people's meeting. A lost soul. They never found the body of Tenyo. He was lost at sea that day. I began wondering about the bodies of these young men when we couldn't find them. Now I know something about the sea. I love the sea. I used to love to get out in it. I used to love to snorkel, although I didn't go very often. But I love the sea. But I tell you, I had a fear of the sea as well. I respected the sea. And when I would get to a place and I would look down into the depths where I couldn't see the bottom, it would put fear in my heart. I could just envision a big fish coming up or whatever. It scared me. And I thought of these two young men in that sea that day. I thought of their bodies. And I realized sometimes bodies sink down and divers go and get them from the depths. I wondered about their bodies drifting through the depths of that sea. A lost soul. I want you to consider tonight, if you are unsaved, the seriousness of being a lost soul.
Oh, Lord. Mercy, Lord.
In December of 1980, I was an unsaved young man. Proud. I loved the world. I was addicted to ungodly music. And I was driving in my pickup to the Guthrie Assembly meeting. I had no intentions of being saved at that meeting. And as I was listening to my ungodly music on the way, I noticed it was giving me a headache. Well, that was unusual. I wasn't used to that. I got to the meeting, and the Lord was convicting my heart. I think somebody had been praying for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
I got rid of my music before I ever got saved. Got rid of it. Okay. One night I had a vision of myself falling in darkness, falling and falling like there was no bottom. Lost soul. A vision of a lost soul.
Yes.
I went to church. It was, I don't know if it was the next night or not, but I went to church service. Brother Mark Sammons got up and preached. And his subject was sanctification. And oh, my heart sunk. I wanted to be saved. But I went up anyway. And the Lord saved me.
Praise God.
A vision of a lost soul. In outer darkness. I'm afraid there are souls here tonight that are lost and will be lost in all eternity.
Yes.
I think about outer darkness. Darkness has a certain amount of fear associated with it. And I have a fear of heights and falling. And when I saw myself falling in outer darkness, that was terrifying to me. But yet, eternal souls will be lost in outer darkness. The song asks, oh, am I lost forever? Lost when I finish then. Oh, can there be no lifeboat on the dark ocean of sin? Can there be no lifeboat? Sometimes I would take my little boat when I lived in Roatan, and I would go miles outside the reef I loved the sea. But I always felt kind of afraid out there. Sometimes the swells were high and this boat was only 14 feet long. And I used to imagine, what would it be like to be lost at sea? What would it be like to look around 360 degrees and not see any land? And not have any water? And any way to propel myself or to know which way to go? Lost. It asks, can there be no lifeboat on the dark ocean of sin? To be lost is a terrifying thing. Drifting away from Jesus, far from His gentle fold, wrecked on the waves of sorrow, out in the night so cold. Are you lost tonight? How is it with your soul? Drifting away from Jesus, day after day I glide. Where are you tonight? Are you lost? Swiftly the billows bear me over the surging tide. Drifting away from Jesus. Now you know what's right. You've been taught what is right. Perhaps you had an experience earlier in your life, but you're drifting away from Jesus tonight. Helpless and tossed with care. Soon I shall land forever. Somewhere, I know not where. Drifting away from Jesus, far from His courts of love. Oh, do you see a lifeboat sails from the courts above? Thank God there is hope. Thank God there is a lifeboat that is out there looking for lost souls.
Praise the Lord.
The soul of a sinner is lost in this life, is miserable, is in anguish, the soul of a sinner. But when death comes, it becomes permanent. Then there are no more lifeboats coming searching. Have you ever been lost and felt terrorized by it?
Yes.
One night I went crab hunting with Brother Dennis. And I made a mistake. I didn't take enough battery for my flashlight. And I didn't want to hold Brother Dennis back. He needed to hunt for crabs. That's part of his living. So I told him, you go on, I'll stay here. Well, I got tired of sitting there, and I decided I'm going to go ahead and hunt for some crabs anyway. So I went with my dim light, and I got lost. And it was thick. And I began to think of myself spending the whole night out in the bush, and I didn't like the thought. And I began looking at the stars and wishing that I had noticed the pattern of the stars before I got started, because I still wasn't sure when I saw the stars up there which way to go. I had a dog with me and that made me feel better, but I was lost and I had some feelings of fear. What would it be like if there were no guiding stars? If there was nothing, no light, no hope for your lost soul? But I want to tell you, there is hope tonight.
Amen.
There is way to get back home, to be saved once again. I think of a child that is lost. A father's little girl. And all the anguish that the parents go through. They start putting up posters. Have you seen my little girl?
Yeah.
Have you seen her? She's lost. And the father, in anguish, can't sleep. Just let me go look. Let me go some more. Let me drive around. Let me look in the fields. Don't talk to me about eating. Don't talk to me about sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, where is she? Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord feels that toward your lost soul. He feels that. The song says, over the mountain, where lonely I wander, Jesus, my Savior, came looking for me. What would it be like to realize I am eternally lost? To be lost in the night, in eternity's night. To sink in despair and in woe. But such is thy doom, if thou turn from the light, refusing His mercy to know. That is what will happen if you turn the world down. In Revelation 14 and 11, it says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." It's the picture of a lost soul.
Oh Lord.
No rest, day or night, and tormented forever and ever.
Yes.
Did you know a part of the torment of being lost forever is hopelessness? I had hope that when the day rose, I could find my way back when the sun rose the next day. I had hope. I didn't think that was my end.
Amen.
But oh, the torment to realize there is no hope. My hope is forever gone. But I want to tell you, there is hope tonight. There is hope for you. Jesus said the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost.
Yes.
Oh, thank the,
thank the Lord.
He has come. And He's out there looking for lost souls tonight.
Yes, amen.
And He's saying, won't you come on home?
Yes.
I want to receive you back again. Those things that you can't get deliverance from in your life, I want to deliver you. I want to give you a fresh start. I want to give you a fresh start in your home. Everything about you.
Yes.
I want to make you a new man.
Great.
A new woman. A new boy or a new girl. The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Luke, the 15th chapter. Verse 3, He spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Likewise I say unto you, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Oh, what joy there is when the word comes in, that lost girl is found. The lost soul has been saved, the one we prayed for. I remember a young man that I loved in Honduras. Cared about his soul, had a burden for his soul. Seemed like I couldn't penetrate. I couldn't get to his heart. And I don't know how many times I went to him and hugged him, asked him how he was doing, expressed concern for him. Couldn't get through. But he finally gave his heart to the Lord.
Amen.
But then he got away and he was lost again. And my heart was heavy again. And one night, during church service, I went down out of the house to get a drink or something out of the chapel. And there he was under the porch. And he said, Brother Doug, he said, I can't do it anymore. He did not want to live in sin anymore. He was tired of being lost.
Thank the Lord.
So we went over to the house and prayed. And he that was lost was found. Oh, it did my heart good.
Yes.
It brought joy to my heart.
Yes.
It caused the angels of heaven to rejoice.
Yes. Right.
And oh, the joy that the Lord will have. That the saints will have when the lost souls come in and
yes,
be saved
amen.
Tonight. Don't you see the joy, the happiness? What a beautiful thing. Neighbors come in and rejoice with me.
Yeah.
This is the one I've been looking for.
Yeah.
This is the one I've been losing sleep about. And they are saved. What a beautiful picture. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she had found it, oh the joy. She calleth her friends and her neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Oh, the joy of the lost being found. It's so beautiful. It is such a happy thing. My wife told me about the news in Japan, the great disaster. She was telling me that there was a baby that was swept out of her mother's arms by the tsunami. Swept away. And one of the rescuers was walking on some rubble and he heard a cry. He thought he heard something, and no, surely not. But then he heard it again. And they found that baby that had been swept away by the water. And somehow they were able to find both the parents.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, the joy.
Yeah.
When the lost is found. Yeah. I imagine there were some tears shed in that house.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine people were rejoicing.
Yes.
Call the grandparents. The baby is found.
Yeah.
Oh, the longing that Jesus has for souls tonight.
Yeah.
The lost.
Yeah.
Oh, the joy in heaven when the lost is found.
Yeah.
When people come back. When the home is reunited. Oh, the joy of being found. Back to Legion in Mark, the 5th chapter. Verse 6, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. That's what we need to do if we're lost. And cried with a loud voice, saying, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Verse 15, And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. That's what the Lord wants to do tonight. He wants to clothe you with salvation. He wants to put you back in your right mind. Oh, what a joy there is. There were three boys that lived on a Pacific island, and they were lost at sea for 50 days. They took off one night in a boat, small, and they got off course. They were trying to make it to another island for 50 days. Their families gave up hope. Their families went ahead and had their memorial services. Come on and comfort the family. And then they got word. These boys have been found.
Amen.
Oh, the joy.
Yes.
When the lost are found.
Yes.
James 5 and verse 20. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Oh, the joy when a soul is converted to save a soul from death. Oppressed with guilt and woe, with fears of hell overcast, my soul no comfort knew until I came to Christ. I have found it, Lord, in thee. An everlasting store of comfort, joy, and bliss to me. How can I wish for more? Oh, the joy of being found. Is your soul lost tonight? I have good news for you. You can be found. There is a lifeboat. There is a Savior. And I urge you, come and let Him clean you up. Amen.